The older buildings, the church and the school, Māori generally converted to Christianity quite early after, well, even before settlement. And that certainly applied here. And there was a school established early so that, for instance, one of the names usually associated with Rāpiki is Tikau, from Tionetari Tikau, who was quite a leading figure, not only here, but he was involved in the Māori Parliament back in the 19th century and early 20th century. But he brought his family over here from out on the peninsula because of the school. And so that was a draw card. And then the church, some of the first ministers, Koti Tarato, for instance, was based at Rāpiki, but his area that he served was much more extensive throughout, I guess, the equivalent of Canterbury. So he travelled, but he would come back here, and he lived here. He actually married somebody from here, so this was his base, although he was Kahungunu from up the Wairarapa. Both of them have been renovated, the schoolhouse maybe 10 or 15 years ago, and we use it for meetings. It's an interesting experience, actually. It's become a favourite nesting place for penguins. So sometimes in the middle of a meeting, you hear all this noise underneath, and it's the penguins sorting out a few things. So that's the school. The church we've also renovated. They're both much older than the hall. But the church we put a new floor in maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So the intent is certainly to keep them as long as we can.